Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Northern Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on what has turned into a rather interesting Thursday night. John Fricke with you as we discuss the breaking news out of the Atlanta Hawks and the kind of historical nature of what the Atlanta Braves have done as they head to Tampa for this series that opens tomorrow right ahead of the All-Star break. And I started thinking today, you know, who could I ask to come on the show who could put the Braves season into perspective? Somebody has to have a real depth of knowledge. And I said, well, who has a better depth of knowledge in Atlanta sports than Mark Bradley? I said, well, nobody. So, all right, well, let's ask Mark. And so I did, and he has been kind enough to join us. Mark Bradley, who almost, Mark, you're almost like legendary status. Don't you hate that? Because it means you're old, right?
I definitely have old status. That's about as far as I'm willing to go. I've been here a while, so I guess that beats the alternative. So I came here in '84, and it was weird because the first almost for a decade, the Falcons and Braves were like terrible at the same time. I went like 14 consecutive Falcons Braves seasons before either of them had a winning record. And then the Braves got really good and stayed really good pretty much. It's looking back on it, it's like I've been here since 84, and then since 91, we have seen the Braves win their division 20 times. It's not like they've never been good before. And very good. I mean, there were many of those years they were either the best or right there among the best teams in baseball. And you know, they probably should have won a couple more or more than a couple more World Series than they did, but they've been really, really good for a really long time. And that's sort of the lead in for me saying, I don't know if they've ever been as good as they are right now. They pitch better than this. I mean, their pitching in the 90s was as good as any teams has ever been, ever. But this hitting is it's pretty good. And sometimes you think, what would a team look like if it had an all-star at every position? Well, this team's not far from that.
Well, I think they actually do because, if not for, a slow start, I think what we've seen from Michael Harris, he's obviously all-star caliber. He's Rookie of the Year for a reason, and Boy, Eddie Rosario's played at an all-star level. So, yeah, it's pretty much every position here. I mean, you got all-stars on the bench that can't even get into the game, like Travis d'Arnaud, for crying out loud.
Right.
This is something special, you know. Historically, and you and I, you'll forgive me for a moment. I'm speaking to the audience, Mark. A couple of old heads here who have been around a long time, Mark and I.
Right.
Because we both go way back. And you mentioned 84, and you come into a city where at the height of the city, at the top was the Atlanta Hawks and Dominique, the beginning of the Dominique run, and, of course, Georgia Tech basketball. And all those great Bobby Kremen's teams. And the Braves and the Hawks, Braves and the Falcons, as you said, were struggling along here. So when the Braves did catch fire in the 90s, you said, okay, they had something special. But once that was gone, you're saying they can't rekindle it again. They did. And then not only did they rekindle it again, they did it twice. And the second time out, now, Mark, I think we are very fortunate in our lives to have been witness to the things that you and I have been witness to. I'm asking you, can you impart to these young fans to enjoy the fact that they are witness to something historical?
You know, it's weird because the reaction back when those non-glory days of the 80s basically was nobody cared about the Braves. I mean, the Glavine had the famous description of his early years with the Braves, where he said, you know, it's 95 degrees in the middle of the summer, and you're 25 games out of first place, and there's 5,000 people in the stands. And that's what it was. And then in 91, all of a sudden, that everybody fell in love with the Braves. And, you know, that kept up over a while. And they kept up because the Braves kept winning. And then it was kind of like the Braves went so long winning that people kind of assumed they couldn't do anything else. Don Waddell, when he was the general manager of the Thrashers, said the Braves just won too much. They spoiled everybody. And they did. We kind of felt like as a city and as a fan base that this was just, this is just something a normal team did. Well, you know, winning 14 consecutive division titles is not the sort of thing any team had ever done. And I think that we just got spoiled because they won and they won and they won. And then we got kind of hung up on the World Series thing, the only one World Series thing. But yeah, I mean, we've seen, you know, apart from a little bit of a downtime at the end of the first decade of the century, like the 2006 to 2009 years, and then the sort of design reset from 2015 through 2017. I mean, this team has been playing for division titles and playing for the postseason and playing for the World Series for most of the last 30 years. And that's something that not many teams could say. Maybe the Yankees can say that, and maybe the Dodgers can say that, but that's about it. There really aren't very many. We have been lucky to see something like this. Yes, we have, because this has been really good baseball for a really long time, most of it. And I right now I think that this could be, you know, you never know. I mean, the world could change tomorrow, but I don't see any way that this team isn't going to be in the playoffs. And I, you know, and we all talk about it being a crapshoot and that good pitching can stop good hitting, but on the other hand, the Braves pitch about as well as anybody too, and if they get Max Fried back, They're gonna be pretty tough to handle in October.
Mark Bradley of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the longtime near 40-year columnist who has seen pretty much everything in Atlanta sports in those four decades here. Mark, I go back over the course of time. I got a question I'm going to be talking to the fans about on Sunday, and I'm going to ask you this question. For anybody that's been around a minute, at least a minute, who has seen Atlanta sports, if you think about the teams that you've covered, whether it was the Kremen's Yellow Jackets or the Yellow Jackets that made the run to the championship game with Jarrett Jack or Herschel Walker, or you know, the championship run of Georgia now, the Braves of 2 years ago, the Braves of the 90s, the Super Bowl Falcons team, the 60-win Hawks, the Atlanta United Cup run. Is there one and that stands out as the most fun? Because of all those things that I watched, and I saw them all too, I think this is about the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah. The summer of 91, I don't think there will ever be another summer like that, because that was just like basically everybody in Atlanta that had stopped paying attention or never paid attention to the Braves went crazy about the Braves from like August through October. And, we went from not knowing how to get to Fulton County Stadium to being in traffic jams where everybody had the foam tomahawk mounted in the back window of the car. I think that year, even the Braves people, those around the team and the players then will say, we won it all in 95 and we definitely had better teams than we had in 91. But 91 was the year that we'll remember forever. And I would say that's probably true, because I don't know that many teams have ever taken over a city the way the Braves did that year. And I know that nobody has ever taken on Atlanta the way the Braves did. The 2021 World Series to me was just like, I had more fun with that probably than I'd ever had before, because I'd seen them win a World Series before, but I'd never seen them. That one kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, this was a team that couldn't get above 500 until like middle of August, and then all of a sudden they get in the World Series and they're like the greatest team anybody's ever seen. Guys who weren't even Braves at in July were all of a sudden civic heroes, Jock Peterson and Eddie Rosario, and then Jorge Soler. I mean, they were all deadline pickups, and it's like, who are these guys? And yet I didn't really think going into the postseason, I remember going to Milwaukee for the first round and I thought, I could see the Braves winning this round, but they're not going to get by the Dodgers. And then the next year, all of a sudden you look up and they're up 2-0 on the Dodgers, and you think, well, maybe they can get by the Dodgers. And I asked Brian Snitker back then, I said, when did you really start that this team might really start thinking that this team might do something? More than just make the playoffs. And he said, probably after game two against the Dodgers, because from then on, it was just like, one wonder after another. They beat the Dodgers, they go to Houston, they win the first game there, they come here, and they win game three, and then they're down all game four. And all of a sudden Swanson hits a home run and Soler hits a home run, and you're looking at clinching the World Series the next night. And they didn't. They blew a lead and they had to go back to Houston. But then, they go to Houston and the Astros don't score, and Soler hits a ball, 400 miles, and they're the world champs. I mean, that was pretty neat. And other stuff has been neat too. I mean, the Georgia Tech team that went to the championship game could have lost. They could have gone 0-5 in their first five games of that NCAA tournament. Every one of them came down to the last possession, and yet all of a sudden you look up and they're playing on Monday night for the championship. The Falcons.
I have only about 2 minutes. Yeah,
sure. The Falcons run. Yeah, and the Falcons run in 98 or in the Falcons run to 28-3 was pretty great, right up to the point mm-hmm. where it was 28-3.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, there's that. I have about 2 minutes left. Since I have you on the phone here, Mark, I do want to just get your quick thoughts, if you can, about DeJounte Murray and the news that he got a four-year, $120 million deal. Do you think the Atlanta Hawks have anything else planned here, or are they just going to kind of ride this out this year with Quinn Snyder and come see what may?
I think that could, you know, he obviously had time to evaluate the team. And in the games after he took over, so I think he kind of had to have a feeling about what he wanted and what he didn't want, and I think that, you know, I'm a little surprised that they re-upped Murray for so much. I'm a little surprised they re-upped him at all, because that, you know, we're not, you know, we kept getting mixed signals about whether or not the Murray Young pairing was working or not working, but obviously they're very talented guys, and now it's pretty clear that's going to be the strength of the team going forward. And I don't know if they're going to do a Capella trade. I think they've got a lot of good players on this team. It's just, I think it's mostly a matter of mesh. And I think that this move says to me that Snyder seems to feel he can make a mesh out of, not a mess, but a mesh out of Murray and Trae Young.
Mark, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate your taking some time on a late at night here to join us and talk a little bit about kind of the historical nature of the Braves, and we'll see more about the Hawks. Mark Bradley, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.